Staying with spying, Sergei and Yulia Skripal, the former Russian double agent and his daughter, who were poisoned with the deadly nerve agent Novichok, are, according to UK news reports, living in New Zealand. 2 years ago, the pair were found unconscious on a park bench in the English city of Salisbury after Russian agents smeared the deadly chemical on the door handle of the former spy's home. Senior UK government sources have told the Sunday Times the Skripals have been given new identities to start a life here after a year in an MI6 safe house. I asked Sir Tony Brenton, a former UK ambassador to Russia, if he was surprised by the reports.
I was surprised, and partly because I have New Zealand connections of my own, and you know, it's rather nice to see a country with which I have close links involving itself in this story. I was surprised because I'd kind of assumed that they were going to hide him away somewhere here in the UK, which is where, after all, he's used to living. But on the other hand, it makes sense. It was going to cost an awful lot of money here to keep him permanently protected against potentially other Russian attempts to get at him, whereas sending him off to New Zealand, where he's a lot further away, where I assume the Russians are rather less ingrained into society and able to pursue the people they want to get at, was a useful protective move, probably quite a good financial move. I'm afraid that from New Zealand's point of view, it means that while, as I say, I assume he's quite carefully concealed, you have a potential security problem on your hands if the Russians do indeed track him down and want to get at him.
Do you believe that the Russians do still want to get at him?
Well, I mean, the original operation, the original attack on Skripal, it was plainly the Russians. Despite all the denials, they did it, without doubt. The mystery is why. Skripal, as I'm sure you know, came back to the UK as a result of a spy swap. And there's a sort of implicit understanding amongst intelligence agencies that you don't go for people who are returned in the course of swaps. So that was a surprise. And secondly, the sheer glaring incompetence of the operation left some people saying they didn't, I mean, they were obviously after him, but the main point was that the finger be pointed very firmly at them so that other dissident Russians living in the UK duck for cover. It was a warning operation rather than just against Skripal. And if that is the case, then I mean, that kind of explains it, but it means that the warning having functioned, as it were, the Russians are less likely to go for him again.
So what do you think it will mean for New Zealand and the relationship with Russia? Is that likely to cause a problem?
Well, I mean, the Russians, of course, deny having done it, deny having gone for Skripal, so they can hardly say, well, we have worse relations with you as a result of your apparently having taken him in. The worry is that they're still after him for reasons which we don't understand and don't know, in which case, if they find him and if they get to him, then obviously you have a huge row with Russia on your hands.
What sort of protection would you imagine they have in New Zealand? It's not likely that your average New Zealander would identify them.
On the assumption he's in New Zealand, your security authorities will know where he is and will keep a sort of general eye. But we'll be very much hoping that that's a sort of rather routine thing that doesn't turn into an actual need to secure him. And that depends upon the Russians not finding him. And it would be very helpful, of course, if the Russians were no longer looking for him.
So you're of no doubt that the New Zealand authorities are working with the British authorities as a joint effort to protect him?
Oh, I'm sure. If he's in New Zealand, he would not have gone without our authorities informing yours and yours. Because there is, as I say, a slight risk of this turning into a major mess between you and Russia. And your authorities will be quite careful to avoid that.
Is that type of sharing arrangement quite common with these sorts of cases?
I think this is the first one that I've heard of. I mean, normally they get moved away from wherever the original attack was. They get given a new identity, as apparently is the case if he's moved to New Zealand. And you hope that the Russians or whoever it is never find them. It's quite unusual, I think, for a change of country.
Is it possible that this was sort of thrown out as a diversion to put the Russians off?
Well, it is the case that the Russians' relationship with you in New Zealand is, I mean, I don't suppose it's ideal, but it's a great deal better than their relationship with us in the UK.
Would you expect the New Zealand government to comment on this?
No, actually. I mean, they would be unwise to do so. I mean, we have a policy here in the UK of not commenting on intelligence matters, and I suspect that probably your authorities follow exactly the same route.
Is it not unreasonable for the New Zealand people, though, to expect some sort of comment given the potential for Russian agents to be coming here to find them?
Well, you can make that argument. The alternative argument is that if the New Zealand authorities acknowledge that he's there, they then are raising the risk of some sort of attack from Russia. Obviously, from their point of view, I suspect it's much better, actually, to let sleeping dogs lie.
It's not a particularly big country, New Zealand. Do you think it might be quite difficult? In terms of hiding, do you think it'd be quite hard to hide here?
Oh, come on. Don't be so modest about New Zealand. You're the same size as we are geographically. You have 4 million people. He's a needle in a haystack. OK, it's easier to find one among 4 million than it is one among 60 million. But nevertheless, provided that he sticks to his cover properly, and provided, as I say, that the Russians are not seriously pursuing him anymore, I think he's almost certainly reasonably safe. The worrying factor, as I've said, is that it has become public that he is in New Zealand, which ought not to have happened if the point of him going there is to conceal himself. And indeed, I think he's been in touch with one or two of his former neighbours in Salisbury. And the danger is that he gives himself away.
That was Sir Tony Brenton, a former UK ambassador to Russia. Now, we asked the Immigration Minister, Ian Lees-Galloway, to speak to us this morning. He declined to come on, saying he can't comment on individual cases. The Russian government-owned news agency Sputnik News is reporting Skipral's niece, Victoria, saying she doesn't have any information to corroborate the story.